We love him and we adore him. Did you have a good day? Yeah, yeah. Even if the situation looked like it was a bad day, don't ever let the devil see you sweat. Just tell him this was not a bad day. It was a good day. Amen. It's a good day. And tomorrow is coming, and so is eternity. Amen. And so to God be the glory. But every tomorrow is filled with and pregnant with the possibilities of God's newness for our lives. Amen. Join me in prayer. Will you, Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you. We love you. We love you. And thank you that you first loved us. You purchased our salvation and our redemption. And for that, we give you great thanks. Thank you that we're saved tonight. And that there's no enemy nowhere that can take our salvation. To you be all glory, power, wisdom, and majesty. It belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, it sounds so somber in here. I know it's a rainy day, as I said. They're just so somber. Let's break out of our somberness and let's come on. Let's really give God thanks and praise. Come on. We got to have an atmosphere of work. Come on. No. Come on, we got an atmosphere. Come on, we're not just going through the motions. I'm so glad I'm here in Jesus' name. I'm so glad I'm here in Jesus' name. I'm so glad I'm not in the hospital. I'm here in church. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God. I wasn't in a car accident today. I'm in church. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy. I may have some aches and pains, but thank God I am redeemed. I'm saved by his grace. By the love of God and by the power of God, he has done great and marvelous things. And to him be all glory, power, and dominion forever and ever, world without end. Amen, amen. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him until the devil has to loose his hold off of everything around you. Praise him until blessings begin to flow and miracles come from nowhere. Praise him until every attitude of hell goes back to the pit of hell. Praise him until every pain is overcome by the praises and the glory of God in this building. Praise him to everything that's on your mind that's not like Jesus is divorced and God gives up. Praise him for the firmament of his power. Praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him for his loving kindness. Praise him for your next miracle. Praise him for your next blessing. Praise him because I may not see where it's coming from, but I thank God is on the way. Oh, praise him because my burden is not heavy. Jesus has my burden. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on, let's usher in the power of worship and the power of praise and the power of prayer. Just clap. Go and tell somebody God is good. But come on, for about 10 seconds, do something. No normal atmosphere that's not a praise for one. Oh, God, my cup runneth over. I praise him because my cup runneth over. I praise him because I got faith to go beyond what I feel like and appraise him for what I know is true. Praise him because he's Lord. He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. Praise him because he's the great I am. Praise him because he's Alpha and Omega. Praise him because he is the battle axe. Praise him because he's everything. He's my provider. He's my provision. Come on, you can find a reason to ever come in God's presence. Well, come on. Let you and me both, let's just shake it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, Pentecost is on the way. Hallelujah. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise. Strong winds may blow. But I'll tell the world wherever I go, I found him. I found a savior. And he's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. No bills backed up on your table is stronger than your prayer. Haven't you heard? No weapon formed against you will even cry. Oh, no. You got a right to praise God. You got a reason to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I sing because I'm happy. I praise him because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. And he's watching over. Tell your neighbor, God's watching over you. I'm going to say it with some authority. God is watching over you. My God, hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. I'm standing here tonight on God's strength, standing on the strength of God. The devil can never win the victory unless he successfully takes your praise. Amen. Well, let's talk about that. Praise God for being here tonight. Thank God for you. I feel rested and ready to go. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. This is turning out to be a very blessed year for the Ark family. Amen. Come on. This is turning out to be a blessed year. And listen to me closely. This is your season to pray like you never prayed before. Do not put that aside. The Ark cannot be blessed unless the members of the Ark family are blessed. God does not bless pews or carpet or a steeple. God blesses his people. He blesses you and then depends on you to bless the family or the house. In this case, the Ark. Why? Because you're a family member. Tell your neighbor you joined here. You're a family member. You were birthed here. Amen. And then as God blesses you and you bless his house, it just comes right back around to you. So have this in your minds tonight. All of our blessings are connected to this house, to this family. You may not like the rules, but those are the rules. Amen. So all of us should see this as a prayer season. Pentecost is coming again. I'm going to read verse 15 of Psalm 51, and then you may be seated. I'll just talk about not necessarily anything new during this time of resurrection tide. This is a time to focus on what you know and then really do it. It is the most familiar things that we sometimes brush aside because we know them so well. Amen? The Lord says, but you ought to, every year, you ought to teach some things. Psalm 51, just one verse 15. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. If you have it, say, I have it. So come on, let's read it together. Whatever your Bible says, whatever your, amen, your instrument says, let's read it aloud. Ready? Go. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Of all things that come here and talk about tonight, I want to talk to you on this 32 days of prayer, moving toward Pentecost, meditating on the same things. I just want to talk to you about pray like you mean it. Pray like you mean it. Okay, be seated for a moment. Keep your notes and write down everything that the Lord kind of let stand out at you, and you know that's for you. Write it down. And let's go to the foci for tonight, 7 to be exact. And when I say pray like you mean it, I mean 3 things. The first thing I mean is to pray with the faith of God. Now, watch this. Pray with the faith of God. You say, preacher, does God have faith? God is faith. When God says something, how many of you know he never second guesses it? God never have to say something and then figure out, can I do it? Am I going to do it? Am I going to do it? No, he never does that. When God says something, he already sees it as being done. He sees it as being done. So three things about what I mean tonight when I say pray like you mean it. I mean pray, number one, I mean pray with the faith of God. If you're going to pray in spite of God's answers or the way of bringing it to pass, you have to pray knowing that God is not sitting back doing nothing about your prayers. Sometimes we pray and we sit back and act like, okay, I said it, and God isn't doing anything about it. And let me tell you, he is. Amen, he is. He is. We must pray. We know this, but I'm going to repeat it. We must pray trusting God, knowing that God doeth all things well. And look at your neighbor and say, God's faith is sure. In fact, he is the substance of things hoped for. Hear it again. God is the substance of things. He's the substance of the things that we hope for. God's self is the evidence of things not seen. So you pray with assurance that God has faith. And so let me say it again. God never doubts himself. So don't you. God never doubts himself. So don't you doubt God. So the first thing, if you're going to pray like you mean it, because when I'll talk to about it in a moment, a lot of people pray, but they don't pray like they mean it. And your actions say something to God. The second thing you want to do is to pray with victorious rejoicing. Pray with victorious rejoicing and not Simon Says robotic response. A lot of people's praise only happens in church, and then it only happens like a Simon Says robot. They bless you, bless your heart. Yeah, I'm going to talk about antihistamines tonight, too. I am. You're going to see, too. That might have been a sign, you know. But a lot of people's praise is like a robotic response. Raise your hand, say something, do something. But every now and then, like a flood that overflows, and water that overflows its banks, sometimes just spontaneous. I don't even know why. I don't even have a reason. If you ask me why I'm praising God right now, I don't have any specific. You know, sometimes you got to be. There are times when you have to say, I don't have a specific reason. I don't have a new car. I don't have new this. But something inside of me is breaking loose, and it is forcing me to just praise God like I know he's real. Now, anybody can praise God when all the church is full in the atmosphere and the music is right and all that stuff. Anybody, that doesn't take a lot to praise God. But sometimes you ever sit down and just start thinking, And you're not really thinking about any specific thing, but then something inside of you says, just start praising God. Just start clapping your hands. Ain't nobody telling you clap your hands, but you just start clapping your hands. Just start patting your feet. Just start praising God. So that in your prayer ought not just be get on your knees and say what you got to say and get up. Why don't you put 5 minutes aside to have a praise service in your prayer time tomorrow? And what you just walking over the house, clapping your hands, praising God, just feeling like you look stupid. And if somebody saw you, they would say you look stupid. But let me please tell you, he who laughs last laughs best. Yeah. Sometimes you'll do something to be able to laugh at the devil. Try that. Praying with victorious rejoicing, not in sorrow, but with a sense of it is already done. I must do my part, but God has already done his part. How many of you know God has already done his part to bless you? This is an obvious one, but I want to set the stage for these next 7 days of prayer. This is an obvious one, but one that can be easily overlooked. I want you to always pray in thankfulness and not just in want. Pray in thankfulness and not just in want. Hey, can I tell you something? You don't have any wants. You look at me like, oh, you know, preacher, you don't know. You don't know what's going on in my house. You don't have any wants. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, well, why say it if you don't believe it? Why say it if you don't, you know, why say it? Why say it? The Lord is my shepherd and what? I shall not want. Now, I'll explain that for a moment. You got to pray with a thankful heart because you need to know this. It's not just your words. It's not just reading the scriptures when you pray. But when you pray, your attitude means everything to God. Bible says that there were 10 lepers that he saw. You know the story, right? 10 lepers who needed to be cleansed, and he sent all of them away. Just Johnson, he said, I'm sending all you away and go and be cleansed. And on the way going, everybody got cleansed. They all got healed, but only one came back to say thank you. That even shocked Jesus. You know, it shocks Jesus when he does things for us and we don't even say, we give a brief thank you, but not a real thanks. I mean, he was so shocked. He said, but didn't I heal 9? Didn't I heal 10? I healed 10 of y'all. Where are the 9? How come only one came back? Let me tell you something. I look back over these 35, 40 years of ministry, and if I had a nickel for everybody that I helped who never came back just to say thank you, I have a lot of money in my pocket today. Amen? I you see, but the Lord said was, listen, I know I healed 10, but one came back. I thank God that the one came back, and I thank God that I always want to be counted as one of the ones. So you pray with thanksgiving. Okay, we got 7 days left, right? We got 7 days, not left, but 7 days of prayer between now and next Tuesday. So let's go to number 17. If you had your book, number 17. If you don't have the book, get the next book. It certainly helps me if you read in advance. So make sure you get the next book. Amen. Make sure you get the next book that we'll be starting in about 2 weeks. Number 17, here's how I want to pray this week, and here's what I want God to do for me this week. As I'm praying, I'm going to pray, and I want to let the Lord raise his standard against your enemies. Raise his standard against your enemies. Say this, Lord, raise your standards against my enemies. All right, turn to Psalm 59. I put the scriptures on the board on Sundays because a lot of people that don't carry Bibles, but I expect us to carry Bibles to Bible class. So I don't put them on the board sometimes on purpose because sometimes they're new Christians and I want you to learn your Bible. Amen? So Isaiah 59, 19. Lord, raise his standard against my enemies. Isaiah 59, right, verse number 19, right? Amen. Verse number 19. You know it, but hear it again. Thank you, Jesus. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying this week, Lord, thank you for the standard. Thank you, Jesus, for the standard. Thank you, Jesus, for the standard. He'll lift up a standard. You know what that means? This refers to the presence of the Lord. And when he says when he comes in like a flood, here's what he means. It is not that there won't be a flood, but God blocks the flood. He prevents the enemy, amen, from being able to get to you. He stands between us and the enemy of, and the evil rather, of Satan. Say this, please. God is my standard. I want you to pray with that God is your standard. God shows us over and over again that he is in charge of the situation. Man, that's hard to accept sometimes. But listen to me. Good news. Satan is never in charge when you are a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep saying thank you, Jesus, through this whole, till somebody saw it, just start repeating it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you again, Satan is never in charge when you are a child of God. Any children of God in here? Any children of God in here? Anybody in here, children of God? So let me thank you, Jesus. Satan is never in charge when you are a child of God. Of God's. Listen, a good example when you get a chance, don't turn to it, I just want to refer to it, is in Matthew 2 when Jesus was an infant, about 2 years old. And if you remember in the Christmas story, actually it was 2 years after the Christmas story, but Herod put out a decree to kill Jesus. Remember that he sent some wise men when Jesus was about 2 years old. For those of you who think that the wise men went the same night that Jesus was born and found him and worshiped with him, they did not. We just kind of incorporated all into one story. But if you read it rightly, it was not the night that he was born. Wise men didn't seek him the night that he was born. In fact, if you read the text right, they followed a star and they looked at the words of Herod, who heard that Jesus had been born and sent out the wise men to seek him. And when they sent out the wise men, he said, I want you to go and find Jesus. And he knew in his heart, because he wanted to kill Jesus, he said, and he was acting like he was praising Jesus, right? Oh, I want you to go and find this Jesus. And when you found him, bring him back to me. But then the Bible says, while they were on their way, they saw the star and they were on their way to find Jesus. The angels of the Lord intercepted and said, hey, don't go back there. Don't take a standard. God stood between Jesus and his would-be murderer. Say that, a standard. Now when they found him, when they never came back, Herod knew that somewhere within that two-year period, Jesus was born. So he didn't say kill all the infants who were born last month. He said kill everybody 2 years old and under. Right? He said kill it. If he had known that, if the wise men saw them that same night, he just would have said kill everybody born tonight. But he said, find everybody who was born 2 years and under. He's somewhere in there. Cast the net and kill him. But the Lord spoke to his mother and his father and said, take Jesus to Egypt. Take him down to Egypt. So a standard. Don't go back to where Herod is. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord lifts up a what? He lifts up a standard. I want you to see the standard. I want you to see it in prayer so that you're not just saying, Lord, lift up a standard. No, know what you mean and be specific about what you mean. Father, the same way you lifted up that standard and you saved the life of Jesus, save the life of my children, save the life of my loved ones, save the lives of my friends. I know that you're able to do it because you did it before. Hey, here's a good sermon. Y'all probably preach it before, but if y'all haven't, let's see which one gonna preach it first. He told him, take Jesus to Egypt so that he can be preserved, so that the promise cannot be killed. Because if you kill him, I got to come back and I got to find another virgin. I got to do it all over again. Egypt. Let me tell you something. Sometimes your Egypt is not just your place of your worst pain. It's a place of your best blessing. Let me tell you what I mean. He said, take him down to Egypt. And you remember Egypt. Egypt was where the devil tried to stop the promise before. All of the children of Israel were in Egypt. They were down in a place called Egypt. And there it was the Pharaoh who said, I'm going to kill him. And God had to preserve them because he said, out of this tribe, if I don't save you, if I don't take you through the Red Sea, then my plan to bring Jesus to you will have to start all over again, because I promised Abraham that this Jesus would come from his own relatives, from his own people, and he would be directly related to Jesus. Egypt is where the promise was supposed to be killed and destroyed, but thousands of years later, thank God, the promise returned to Egypt, and the place that was supposed to destroy the promise ended up preserving the promise. My God. Go back to your old neighborhoods and let people know, look at me now. I'm free at last. I'm saved. I'm not afraid because the promises of God, that they are over my life. Say it again. Say standard. Lord, lift up a standard. And he says, the standard. You know, in the United States, we have a standard. We have a standard that we stand under. It's called the flag, the United States flag. We stand under that flag. And it is not that piece of cloth in and of itself is worth anything. It is a symbolism that is on the flag that reminds us that many people bled and suffered and died and stole and killed. I mean, you're going to tell a whole story. Amen. Tell a whole story. Somebody said, tell a whole story. We can't be separating, you know, separating the wheat from the tare. Whatever it was, thank you, Jesus. We made it. Amen. And we are supposed to be what? One nation under what? Under God, indivisible with what? And what? For my country, tis of thee, sweet. Y'all say this a lot. Y'all made me want to just sing that out. But when the enemy, when overseas at the American embassy, when they see the flag over a building, the flag is supposed to mean it's just a cloth. But when they see the stars and they see the stripes, it is a reminder to its enemies that you can come up in here if you want to. But behind the stars and the stripes, that behind them is the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and every kind of weapon you can think of. This flag is backed up by some power. I want to thank God that whenever I pray, I want to see the cross. I want to see the blood of Jesus. I don't want to pray seeing somebody's face. I want to thank God for the blood. I want to thank him that I'm under the standard. I want to thank him that I'm covered. So when you pray this week, thank God for the blood. Come on, thank God for the blood. I don't have much money to thank God for, but thank God for the blood. I'm under the standard. And because I'm under the standard, if the devil comes after me, then I've got backup. I've got the backup of heaven. I've got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I may not look like much, but don't you mess with me because I'm backed up by the kingdom of heaven. I'm backed up by the government of heaven. I'm backed up by the angels of the Lord. I'm backed up. Oh, come on. Tell somebody, don't bother me. I am under a standard. I'm under a standard. I'm saved. I'm under somebody standing between me and the devil. I got a shield standing between me and the devil. I got something to pray about tomorrow. Thank God for my standard. Thank God that I'm part of the kingdom of heaven. Thank God I'm part of the kingdom of God. Oh, yeah, I got my standard. He stands between me and the weapons of the devil. And I'm just trying to give you some stuff to make you pray like you've been praying, like you never prayed before. And then number 18, and I'm going by the days. This is day 18 that we are in this 32nd, around that 32nd day of prayer. But we're on, well, it'll be day 18. And I wanted to sum it up like this. And I'm going to read an old familiar passage. Yep, I'm going to read Ephesians 6. I just want to check in. If you got dressed this morning, you don't have to worry about why, you know, you don't, you know, you probably wonder why I'm reading this. But if you didn't get dressed tonight, don't be sitting there acting like you know it. Oh, I know this. Do you? What did you put on this morning? Yeah, okay, all right. Okay. You got it. It's very simple. We got to do our part. Say, Lord, give me power to do my part. I want you to pray on the next day, day after tomorrow. Pray to be empowered by God to do your part. Blessings fail because people don't do their part. We used to sing a song when I was in church 8 years ago. The failure is not in God. It's in me. So I want to read it. Verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his what? In the power of his what? Put on the whole armor of God so that you're able to stand against the wiles of the wiles of who? Yeah, we've been studying this for this whole book. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. And that's a word that I want you to just underline for a moment, to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Say it again. Say whole armor. Now, I want you to understand this, not just what you put on, but if the enemy is coming, you need to know your position. You need to stand up like a Christian, not hiding, not ducking, not running, but stand tall under your standard. You need to take your stand for the next battle. And if you're willing to stand, then God has your outfit. It says, be strong. How? In the Lord and in the power of his what? I don't want to see a bunch of weak Christians all the time. People always walking around talking about, you know why you're weak? Because you're under your own power. Don't blame me. I just feel like, you know, I'm just weak. I need to be fed so I can grow. No, you need to get dressed. You need to walk upright. Hallelujah. He didn't say stand in the power of Pastor Muse. Pastor Muse doesn't make you strong. So you're walking around being weak because you're trying to feed off. Don't be trying to feed off of me. Hallelujah. I just got my own strength. Hallelujah. We can't sit in church like we a bunch of parasites. I can't be strong unless I take something from man or woman. No. You stand in his might and in his power. Hallelujah. You operate in his power. So I want you to pray and ask God to help you to operate in his power so you can help yourself. Come on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Running around trying to find somebody to get strength from. And as long as you do that, it's only going to last for a little while. But when you are walking in his might, walking in his power, how in the world can, even if physically you feel weak, spiritually your spirit person ought to always be stronger than your flesh. My God, hallelujah. And if you stop giving it to your flesh, then your spirit man can take over and overcome your flesh. Are y'all with me? There's no such thing as I'm too weak. I'm too weak to pray. I'm too weak to preach. I'm too weak to sing. I'm just going through. That's your problem. Go on through yourself. But don't be trying. Don't come around me, because I don't want whatever on you to jump on me. Go on over there and have your pity party by yourself. I'm walking under the power of God. I'm walking in the might of God. I'm standing under the standard of God. Are you listening to me? I cannot run out of strength when I'm standing under the power of God. My flesh may fail me, but the Holy Ghost in me will always rise to the occasion, will always rise up just in time. I refuse to say what the devil says about me. The devil says I'm weak, but let the weak say I'm strong in the power of God. You're going to pray till you get strong. Pray till fasting is easy. Pray until praying is easy. Pray until praising God is easy. Pray until loving your enemies is easy. Pray until you do right just because it's right to do right. Pray under the power of his might and stop looking to other stuff to give you power. I get so many weak Christians walking in church on Sunday, dragging the whole service down. The sinner wondering what's going on. You weak because all week long you walked under your own power. No wonder you walk up in here weak, mad, frowning. You might as well be in the hospital. Give you something to frown about. But thank God I'm in the power of his might. I don't come to church looking for strength. Monday, I'm walking in power. Tuesday, I'm walking in his might. Wednesday, I'm walking in victory. Thursday, I'm walking in deliverance. How are you? Listen, Friday, I'm walking in the salvation power of God. I'm strong with God alone. Look at your neighbor and say, get some strength. Stop lagging and dragging and moping, looking for sympathy from somebody, looking for a pity party from somebody, looking for somebody to tell you how bad things are going for you. I don't need that. I need to get in the power of God that I can stand when I don't feel like standing. Somebody praise God. I'm standing in the power. I'm standing on the promises. You can't steal my joy. I'm walking under the power of his might. You can steal my joy when I'm walking under my own power, and then that's your problem. Ooh. All right, number 19. Say this, even in my strength, I am limited. But God, more then compensate for my weakness. Listen to me very closely. So you won't ever be let down by yourself. Stop being all let down by yourself. Yourself is yourself. And Christians get mad at themselves because they can't do all things. Listen to me, beloved. God has not made us to be all powerful. He made us to have to depend on him. Yeah, now that leads me to some stuff that y'all might fuss at me about later, but we're in the house of God. Let's be real. And I think as a Christian, the first step to being on a Christian journey is you got to accept yourself for yourself. You got to accept yourself where you are, how you are, and don't let people tell you you ought to be like this when if they were to tell you the truth, they like that. God never made you to do everything on your own. He made you so that you would have to depend on him. How do I see myself in my spiritual journey? I see myself not as God's equal, but as God's partner. Who is God to me? God is my partner. I know y'all looked at me like, well, how are you going to be your partner? Yeah, that's what I said. I know he's all the other things that the Bible says he is. But for me, many times, I need help. And for me to not say God is my partner would infer that God is my maid or my butler. That his role is to come when I ring the bell and give me everything that I want. And that's when you get disappointed with God. Let me say it again. I was made to depend on God, and I was made with my weaknesses, and that's how I'm made. I was born again so that I might grow into the likeness and power of God. But in me is that Holy Spirit-filled person operating in my flesh. So you have to be honest with God about where you are and not try to hide yourself from God, because there's a sign up at the altar, no fig leaves here. I wish y'all get what I just said. No, you have to come to God with fig leaves. You don't have to come to God trying to hide yourself. Lord, here. You know, and what does that mean, preacher? It means that you have to know your good and your bad. If you try to hide it and make people try to make you, try and hide it, you will be grossly disappointed, because hiding it means you never deal with it. And if you never deal with it, you can't overcome it. Are y'all with me? Yeah, I'm saved. Yes, I'm saved. Look at your name and say, yes, I'm saved. Don't y'all say it no mealy mouth. Put your head up and say, yes, I'm saved. Yes, I'm saved. Yes, I'm saved. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I steal sometimes, but I'm saved. I lie sometimes, but I'm saved. I got a little reefer habit. I know people are going to look around and say, oh, God, what you talking about and all that stuff. But God made me to have to depend on him. And I made this way. I wasn't originally made this way, but Adam was. And Adam messed up because even Adam had to depend on God to do the right thing. Even though he was sinless, he had freedom of choice. But God did not make him like him. Let me tell you this. Listen to me. If I could do everything on my own, I would be God. Uh-oh. Hello. See, if you serve a God who can't do no more than you, you need to give him up. I'm not a healer, but I know God is a healer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not a way maker, but I know the way maker. Ain't no sense in praying to God acting like he can't make a way, because then you make God on your level and God is not on your level. You can't make a way, but the reason I'm praising God because I know the way maker. Are you listening to me? I know that in my journey with God, I may not possess everything that I ought to have. I may not be everything I ought to be. But here's one thing I do know. I'm born again. I'm spirit filled. I'm depending on God to help me to get through this crisis. Help me to get deliverance from this habit. I'm not going to stay home from church because I got a drinking problem. I'm going to church. Even if I got it on my breath, I'm going to sit by myself if I don't want to sit blowing a stink in somebody else's face. I'm going to sit there and oh, come on. I'm standing on the promises of Christ. You got to stay in the presence of God. If you go in the presence high, he'll make you sober. If you go in his presence a liar, he'll make you tell them. Are you listening to me? You got to understand that God made you to have to depend on him, because there's some things you can't do by yourself. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all. Are you listening to me? Don't let people make you feel ashamed. Keep praying with your reefer habit. Keep praying. Are you listening? Till you get delivered from the sex sin. Keep standing in the presence of God. Keep shouting, even though people think you have nothing to shout about. After you've done all the stand anyhow in the power of God's might. Are you listening to me? Tell somebody, I can't, but God can. Oh, hallelujah. Praise him till one day I won't even have a longing for that habit. I found that I walked out of this thing yesterday and didn't even know I got delivered. Even in my strength, I'm limited. But God more than compensates. Now, what do you mean by that? People say you put on the whole arm of God. But when you put on the whole arm of God, if you understand it the way, biblically, the way they put armor on, some of y'all know this. What was the only thing that wasn't covered? That only hurt too. That's good. Now I can tell y'all something. Well, yeah, about the backside. Huh? About it. Yeah, you're about right. Your whole backside, not just your butt, your whole backside, the backside of you. So he gets partial credit for that answer. But the only thing was covered. Even after you put on the whole armor, even when you read through here what the whole armor does, it still leaves your whole back exposed. Whew. Believe me when I tell you, sometimes I got to just depend on God. You got to understand that when you're in warfare, there are no rules of engagement. Satan loves sneak attacks. Satan honors no rules in wars. And we're always trying to be so in line with rules. Every now and then you ought to just break the rules and get radical and do the unexpected for Jesus. Hallelujah. Every now and then you ought to get up off your knees at home and just lay on your face. Just do something radical. I'm going to lay on my face and just talk. Do something radical. Bless you, daughter. I'm getting there. You know how people say, it doesn't take all that to serve God? Maybe. But maybe it takes all of that and some more to win your next battle. You know, sometimes, amen. How come you go to church Sunday and Tuesday and when? It don't take all that to serve God. Well, maybe it doesn't take all that for where your knucklehead wants to be. But for where I'm going, it takes all that and some more. Maybe you ain't going nowhere. And if you ain't going nowhere, don't do anything. But don't knock me, baby. I'm on my way somewhere. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep reading my Bible. Call me a fanatic. Tell me I stay in church too much. But you don't know what God is about to do for me. So you got to understand something. I just got to. Satan doesn't honor rules. Hallelujah. He didn't honor rules. I remember when I was pastoring, and you remember this too, Faye, back at, when I first started pastoring back home, you know, we had a lot of rules in our church. You had to stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, face this way, bow this way. And when people, and then the Holy Spirit started to get into our church, and people started getting happy, that's how we used to say it, they started getting happy in the church. And people said, this is not the rules. This is not, and I think they could stand me pretty much until one Sunday I got so filled with the Holy Ghost, I jumped from the pulpit and with the table to the front, and they started, oh no, he got to go. He is trying to turn this church into something. But see, they didn't know my story. They didn't know that was not my pulpit, that God had preserved. Oh my God, God preserved. I got to move on. God had preserved my life for such a. And I would try, and most of the time, I would contain it. Most of the time, you see me standing like. Why I be singing, standing on the promises. Because he got a nervous condition. I don't know. And when I finally broke loose, that's when the devil broke loose. You remember, they had a petition outside of the church door. Yes, they were signing. You remember that song? They were signing. They had petitions. Talk about this little then. He about this little. They had petitions. Right? And I could see through the glass while I was preaching, right? I'm preaching. I'm watching. People go, they signed this petition. You know, you're going to get them out of here. But sign this petition. He land anointing people and laying hands on people, you know. And they got to the trustee, the head trustee, and they said, don't pay him. They got to the head financial officer of the church, and they said, don't pay him his salary. And so I went weeks, you know. I went a long time without getting a salary because they told them, don't pay me. And I was, they said, we ain't paying you because you're not doing what we want you to do. They thought if they didn't pay me that I wasn't going to preach. But every Sunday morning, I put my robe on, walked in that pulpit, and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? I tell you, you got to go through some storms. You got to break some rules sometimes. I'm in this thing because I want the greatest blessing God has for my life. Look at the neighbor and say, excuse me if I get out of order. Okay. The backside isn't covered. Hey, my God. But I'm so glad that Proverbs 15:3 says the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Tell somebody his eyes are everywhere. And because God sees, God knows. And I'm telling you, you may look like I'm not covered, but I'm telling you, I'm covered. God, like, that was no cliche when they said it back then. God's got my back. I'm all armored down. I don't know who's going to stab me in the back, but I ain't worried about who's going to stab me in the back. This is one thing I know. The Lord is my shepherd. That means if he's my shepherd, he's where? In front of me. And because he anoints my head with oil, that means I'm covered. Are you listening to me? And coming back up over my shoulder, goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my life. Tell somebody I'm fully covered. And if that ain't enough for you, the ground that I stand on is covered too. Because I'm standing in prosperity. I'm standing in green pastures. And green pastures simply mean I'm standing in the place of prosperity. Get it again. When I pray tomorrow, I'm going to get happy when I pray. I got my notes. I'm going to pray because I'm walking in prosperity. Because the good shepherd can only lead me into the green pastures. I'm walking and I'm not afraid of what the devil may try to attack me with. Because I'm covered with the anointing of God. I'm not worried about what's going on behind me. I'm busy looking in front of me. I can't go forward while I'm trying to look backwards. See how you acting. See how they acting. See what the ushers are doing. See what the preachers are doing. See what the... I ain't looking back at you. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. I'm going forward because behind me I got goodness and mercy. I stand on prosperity. I'm covered with the anointing. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm limited, but God is able. I had to stop here because my time is up. Nah, when you get to day 20, I want you to make sure you take your spiritual vitamin. Day number 20 in your book, I want to make sure you take your anti-Satan pills. Yeah, yeah. Well, I said you have some vitamins called anti-Satan pills. What's the result? I'm not just able to stand, but I'm able to withstand. It's one thing to stand up, but no sense in standing up if you're going to be knocked down easily. Withstand. Withstand comes from the word from which we get antihistamine. I told y'all I was going to talk about that. Withstand comes from the word that we get antihistamine. Histamine. It relates to much of your body, but let's keep it to the sinus area. Yeah, histamine, the releasing. How I say this right? The releasing of a chemical that causes you runny nose, sneezing. Itching nose. My mama used to say snotting all over the place. That's what my mama said. I ain't say y'all got to like that. My mama didn't go. She didn't have a PhD. She just said what she had to say. She would say, what's wrong with you? You sneezing all. And yeah, of course I'm sneezing, you know. And the reason I'm not sneezing tonight, y'all, is because earlier today I took an antihistamine. That's what I did today. That's what I'm not saying. And what is an antihistamine? An antihistamine stands against the histamine. It stops the symptoms so that chemically you're not releasing the chemicals that causes you to be all stuffed up, right? Is it Zyrtec? Zyrtec, T-E-C? Thank you, because Claritin wasn't working. Claritin, ain't it somehow that stuff only works for a little while? It only works for a while, and then it just wears off, right? Because I was Claritin down at first. I started with Alka-Seltzer Plus. Alka-Seltzer Plus every day until it wrecked my, Alka-Seltzer Plus wrecked the lining of my stomach. It was taking Alka-Seltzer Plus twice a day, three times if I get my hands on it. And back in those days, it wasn't lemon or orange. It was just Alka. And the doctor said, that has torn the lining of your stomach. So I went to Claritin, and Claritin worked for a while. Now I take Zyrtec, you know, and now, you know, that worked. But to block the symptoms so that you don't have to give in. I want to tell you something. I want to praise God that I have an anti-Satan pill. I have an anti-Satan. And what is God doing? God is building up resistance in me so that I can resist. Y'all ain't come on. Come on. Withstand. Say withstand. Say antihistamine is withstand. It doesn't mean I don't have the problem, but I got something inside of me that's blocking it, so I don't even feel the symptoms. So that even though it's happening, I'm not crying about it. I'm not down in the dumps about it. Lift up your head, oh ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the antihistamine shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God, strong, mighty in battle. I'm cast down, but I don't feel like I'm broken up at all. I've been pushed out, but I don't feel left out at all. Why? Because I've taken my antihistamine. I've taken my anti-Satan pill for the day. I've taken the whole armor. I've taken my medicine. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it again. Say hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, did you take your medication today? You got to take a good dose of the word of God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, it's not that he's not there, but you got an anti-Satan power that rebukes the power. I resist you, devil. Come on, say it in the name of Jesus. I resist you, devil. You can do what you want. Act like a fool. I resist you, devil. I shall not be moved. I shall not give in. I've got something on the inside, but don't you fool yourself. He's working on the outside. Pray like you mean it. Look at your neighbor and say, pray like you mean it. Oh, Lord, open thou my lip and my mouth shall show forth your praise. It ain't always the shouting and the running. That's nice. Nobody like to do that more than I do. But let me tell you who I got respect for. The person who may not shout, but they know how to open up their mouth and say, Lord, if this is what you want, I'm going to give you what you want. Lord, David said, Lord, that's the text we started with, right? David said, Lord, I can't do much now, but if you just open my lips, my mouth is about to do something that will praise your holy name. That means you got to use your mouth so that which is on the inside is manifested on the outside. So every time you see me saying, thank you, Jesus, I'm thanking God because I promised him if he let me live to see another day and open up my lips, my mouth shall show forth my praise. I want some vigorous praise. I want some energetic praise. You got to pray till you make yourself happy. You got to pray till you make yourself shout. You got to pray till you make yourself cry. You got to pray till you make yourself feel delivered. You got to pray till you get up out of your own rudder. Lord, just open up my mouth. I don't need a tambourine. I don't need an organ. I don't need drums, but just open my mouth and my mouth shall show forth your praise. How does your mouth show praise? Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Somebody start praising God with your lips. Praise God. Open my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One day I may be on my sick bed and I can't shout. Lord, just let me open my mouth. Let me open my lips and my mouth will show forth your praise. With my mouth, I will curse the devil. Come on, let's practice it. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Come on, open up your mouth and show forth some praise. Say it again, Satan, in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebukes you. Now come on, praise God with your lips. Praise God with your lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And old folks used to say it like this. And if I couldn't say a word, in other words, you got to do something to give God some praise. Every now and then you want to just say, Lord, I'm too weak to speak. But if you just let me raise my hand, here's my signal. I'm ready for a breakthrough. I'm ready for intervention. I'm ready for power of God. Tap your hand and say glory. Pray like you mean it.
Pray like you mean it. Lord, open my lips. Let my mouth show forth your praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come on, open up your mouth and don't say it like you're whispering. Show forth some praise. Glory. Glory. Don't you feel bad because you don't always feel like praising God. Lord, just open my lips. Just open my lips. I don't feel like praising you with my hands, but open my lips. You ever been so hurt till all you could do was groan? You ever been so hurt when you know you should be praying? And all you could say, oh, oh, y'all new church, but you thank God you ain't never had nothing like that happen to you. But if it's about 10 people here, you ever have something happen to you so bad until you know right now and I should be quoting scripture, but I don't feel like quoting. Oh, I got to do something. I got to get it out some kind of way. My first response, I don't feel like saying thank you, Jesus, but God, just open up my lips. Oh. That's why the writer said, when I don't know what to say, that there'll be some groaning that I can't interpret. God, I tell you, you feel some relief when you stop trying to be so edumacated and start acting like God is not worried about your rules every now and then. God. Oh, God. And the Holy Ghost interprets your groans. And before that groan gets to heaven, because he knows what you're thinking, but you just can't say it. With my mind, I'm thinking failure. But the Holy Ghost in me is saying, hold on just a little while longer. I dare some of y'all get with me tonight to say, oh. Maybe it sounds stupid, but I'll tell you what stupid is. Stupid is shooting yourself. Stupid is shooting people around you. Stupid is not praising God. Don't you tell me I look stupid. Sometimes I get discouraged. Think my work is in vain. I cannot get out an audible praise, but I can open up my lips. Oh, God, help me, somebody. God, I love you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody praise God your own way. You don't want to praise him my way, do something, but praise him, but praise him, but praise him your way. Just hollow it out. Oh, Jesus. After a while, you'll find yourself speaking in English, speaking in tongues, but you'll find some words coming out. Look at your neighbor and say, excuse me, if my praise isn't perfect, but I got to start somewhere, and I feel like praising God. I feel like praying until I praise him with all that I have. Your power is in praise. Your release is in praise. Your breakthrough is in praise. Your blessing is in praise. Your glory is in praise. Somebody give God some praise right now. You got to pray until you praise. Just open my lips. Come on, some of y'all got to get some of that hurt out. Oh, you got to get some of the pain. Oh, God, help me to deal with this situation. Help me to, oh, God, help me to deal with my sin. Deal with my habit. Deal with my, oh, God.
Oh, Lord, open thou my lips. I'm praying tomorrow because I'm under the standard. I'm praying tomorrow because what I can't do, I've done everything I can do. You ever feel like I've done everything I can do and stuff's still out of control? Well, there are some things I wasn't made to do. My backside from head to toe may not be covered, but thank God he's got my back. And what I don't know, God's got it. Oh, man, I know it ain't Sunday morning, but I wish somebody would just go to three people and say, God's got it. Don't worry about knowing what it is. God's got it. Tell three more people, God's got your back. God's got your Monday, your Tuesday, your Wednesday, your Thursday, your Friday. God's got you. Oh, God. God's got you. Say, God's got you. Look somebody square in the eye and say, God's got you. Don't worry about what you don't know. Just do what you know, and God's got the rest. Pray. Pray. Pray till you get a breakthrough. Pray until your prayers turn into praise. Pray. Pray in the morning. Pray in the noonday. You were not meant to have all of the answers. Let me pray for a moment now. You were not meant to have all of the answers. You were not meant to put everything together in your life. You only called to do what God asked you to do. He didn't say cover your back, cover your head, and your cover your chest, and cover your feet, and your loins girt about with, have your belt on. So when you get ready, you can pull your weapon, take the sword of the Spirit. You were not meant to be able to do everything, and when you stop depending on you, you will stop getting disappointed in your limited results. When all else fails, pray. Even if you can't get your body to get on your knees, just walk around. And we used to sing a song, I must tell Jesus all of my trouble. I cannot bear these burdens alone. And I might look dumb. I got my way. You got your way. I got my way. I just walk around the house. I just sit at my desk sometimes. I go, oh. Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know. But keep your eyes in front of you. Look ahead. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Can I prophesy to somebody tonight? Better days are coming. Look ahead. You ever have that kind of prayer, Lord? I've done everything that I can think of for you. I've done everything. And I can't do anymore. God says, that's a good place to be. Man's extremities are God's opportunities. Reach the extreme part of my life. Where I've done all. That's why he said, after you've done all the stand, man anyhow. Tell somebody I got my spiritual antihistamine. I'm so glad. Everybody stand up, put a smile on your face and start praising God and stop looking like you're pitiful. Stand up and start praising God. Come on, stand up in this place and start giving God glory. Come on, stand up and start praising God. Your victory is in you. Come on, start praising God. I got a visitation of the Holy Ghost. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not leaving here sad, and I got the Holy Ghost. I took my pill. I got my spiritual anti-Satan pill. Hallelujah. I'm not pitying nobody who's saved and sanctified. You stand in the power of his might. You're walking in your flesh, you're going to be sad, mad, depressed, but all the time. It's a good place to be if you're in a place in your life where you say, Lord, I've done everything and I still don't see what you promised me coming to pass. But I, in my weakness, in my frailness, but I still did everything. All you're supposed to do is dress up the front. Nothing I can do about backstabbers. People put on, well, you know, we got some backstabbers. So what if you had Jesus as your backup, you wouldn't even know they stab you. Stop walking in your flesh. Look at your neighbor and say, get the Holy Ghost. They stabbed me in the back. So what? So what? You're still standing up. Be worrying about what's going on behind you. If you ain't serving God, get out of this warfare. God don't want and can't use no coward soldiers. Complaining, whimpering all the time. Get some joy. Come on, somebody, say amen. Amen. I got some cousins. Every time I turn around, they walk around me looking like they wait for me to say, what's wrong, baby? I don't say nothing to them. I just let them go for about two, because I know them. Then you wait for somebody to say, what's wrong, bro? So you go, well, let me tell you what the devil. I don't need you testifying to me about what the devil did to you. I need you to lift up your head and start thanking God for what God did for you. I ignore them after a while. They come back. Hey, Tony, how you doing? I've been here 2 hours. 2 hours I've been here. You know, you ignore them enough, they come around. 2 hours, you come out. Hey, Tony, how you doing, man? Like they just seen me. They've just seen me. You know, you got to gather yourself together. You got to be prayed up. This is warfare. This is not a game. Expect some punches and some kicks. But greater is he that's in me. Lift up your head and pray when you can't get nothing through but a groan. Groan it out. Gave it over to the Lord. Where you going in your life, you're going to need me to tell you this, because where you going in your life, the blessings that God has for you, you cannot afford to get there. And the reason you've been held back so far is because God does not want you to get there and wimp out. Come on, give God praise. I know what I'm saying. I'm not sure. Bring my praise and worship, people. Come on, praise and worship. Come on, time to pray. Anybody, I am not going to open the altar up for prayer tonight. I'm only going to open the altar up, and don't y'all fight with me. Just listen to me a minute. I'm not going to open the altar up for prayer tonight for anybody except sinners. Because I just gave you everything you need for self-help. So I want you to practice it where you are. I'm not calling anybody who's saved unless you want to join the church or get saved or rededicated. Some of y'all need to look at yourself the way you really are. you have not been in Christ for a long time. You've been in self. You've been walking in self. Self-power, self-glory, self-pity. You can't withstand anything. So tonight I would like for you to take the lesson home, and I'd like for you to start it from your seat. You got a prayer request? Good. Request it. I'm talking about for tonight. Y'all understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about for the message I gave tonight. Because you come in, I pray for you, and then you go back home and don't practice what I gave you. You're going to be, you understand? You're going to have the same brokenness. This is not referred to Sunday any other time. I don't care if you come to the altar every time the altar is open. But tonight, your altar is in your heart. The power is in you. So if you want to join the church tonight, it's a great night to join the church. If you're not a member of the church, you'd like to join, it's a great night. You want to say, God, I need to rededicate to you. I have not been fasting and praying. I've not been involved like I should. I've not honored you. I am saved, but I want to rededicate to get my power back. You walk down here. I will pray for you. You walk down. I will pray for honesty tonight. Just walk down here and say, God, it's me. It's me. I just want to check. God is me. I'm not putting on a show for nobody. I don't care who sees me.
Amen.
Come here, come here, and I will always pray for the children. Come here. Come here. Let me, and the children, saved or unsaved, will come tonight. I should have qualified that. Children, always. Come on, say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Pray this with me, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want you to be my Savior. You died on the cross for my sins. You're my Savior.